Hello, this is Bert Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. I want to remind you of the free concert that In Christ Ministries is sponsoring on October 12th here in Tryon, North Carolina. It's at 7 o'clock. And it's Bob Bennett in concert. And I suggest you look on YouTube and look up Bob and enjoy some of his songs. But you can find out about it more at our website, www.bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And on the homepage, there is a link, a picture of Bob, and information about the concert, and a link there that you can find out even more information and details and how to make a reservation. Remember, it's free and it's going to be a lot of fun. So we just encourage you to come and try to hear some of Bob on YouTube. Well, let's go before the Lord today in prayer as we get into the Word. Father God, we thank you for your Word, your Spirit within us, your hand on us, and we thank you for the privilege of studying your Word together. We thank you for Holy Spirit, the true teacher who will teach through us, and for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to remind you that we've started a series called Choices in the Walk of Faith. Choices in the Walk of Faith. And we started with Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, which says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. We talked about those two choices and the consequences of each choice. Then we moved into one of my favorite scriptures, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, which talks about the fact that we are spirit, soul, and body. And I like to say you are a spirit, the real you, your inward man, the real you is your spirit. You have a soul, which is made up of your mind, will, and emotions, and you live in a body. And of these five choices that we're going to talk about, we did bring up the first choice, and that was choose humility over humiliation. Choose humility over humiliation. And I like this quote I read by C.S. Lewis. I believe it says this, humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. Humility, again, humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. You see, humiliation is really to cause someone to feel a loss of pride or a satisfaction in their own achievements. Why? Because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. That's why it's important. And we said, another Bible teacher said, what stance will you take in the circumstance? And we know that pride is fear-based. Instead of having a pride identity, we need to have a God identity. And then we said humility is actually to lower yourself in your own estimation. And if you're holding on to a care, you're in pride, because pride will keep you a victim. And remember, again, C.S. Lewis, humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. You see, not thinking of ourselves, I like to say, in Christ less. Praise God, because we must decrease and he must increase. So we've kind of come up to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7, and we've talked about this a lot on the podcast, so I won't go into detail on this because I want to move into point number two, or choice number two, that the Lord ministered to me. And these were just some choices that he ministered to me that I needed to make and really settle in the foundation of my faith. So this scripture, though, about choosing humility over humiliation, very familiar passage of scripture, 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care on him, for he cares for you. Now, we've taught about this extensively, so I won't go back into it in detail. And you can run back to some of the earlier podcasts and find out about that. But we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And then when we do that, he will exalt us in due time. And the way we do that is the casting of our care. The Amplified Bible says, once and for all, over on him. once and for all. It's not something I have to do every day. It's not something I have to do with each care. I can do it one time. Now, if cares come back, and don't worry, they will. In fact, exactly, don't worry. I just said that. It's interesting how we say these little phrases. But don't worry. If you're a threat, you're a target. If you're a threat, you're a target. And so the enemy wants to come back with and throw weapons, use weapons of warfare against you. But our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God. And somebody needs to be reminded of this. You're listening to this today. Mighty through God, our weapons are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. That's something you need to really meditate on. It's really helped me to meditate on that verse. It just kind of rolls out of my spirit without me even thinking about it. So we cast down the imaginations, the reasonings, you know, we cast those things down, the theories. But we cast our care, all our worry, frustration, anxiety, fear, discouragement over on Him, on God, because He can handle it. You know, God can handle this. You don't have to handle it. You can just give it to Him. And really, it's not about you anyway. If it becomes about you, then you have pride and say, oh, I can handle it. But we need to give it to God, right? Okay, so that's choosing humility over humiliation. Now for a few moments, let's try to get into the second choice of faith that God was reminding me of. And there's no order to this, and there are many choices in our walk of faith, but these are five that God highlighted to me through the Holy Spirit. Number one, choose humility over humiliation. I don't know everything, but I'm not going to be humiliated and be afraid of what other people think of me. Looks like I'm backtracking again, doesn't it? I'm not going to be afraid of what other people think of me. They're talking about you anyway. Somebody told me recently this, that that's just relieving somebody else from being talked about. It's really true. Listen, I don't have to be humiliated. I don't have to be totally wiped out of who I am in Christ. And that's the key, falling back and standing on who I am in Christ. Then I'm not humiliated. Doesn't matter what people say about me, what people think about me or judge me. What does God think about me? And if I'm in humility, then I won't be in pride. And if I'm in humility, I won't be humiliated. Think about that. If I'm I was at a situation where I felt humiliated, and the Lord just really ministered to me to turn that around into humility, just to humble myself and say, you know, I don't know everything. You know, I'm in Christ, I'm perfect, I'm mature, but in my flesh, you know, I'm nothing. And, you know, I make mistakes. But at the same time, the one who's in me is the one I want to humble myself to and live out of my spirit, okay? Not out of the unrenewed part of my mind. When I do that, I can become easily humiliated. Well, I keep going back. That's so important, though, isn't it? Choose humility over humiliation. Number two, let's see if we can at least start this one. Choose to stand on His word no matter what happens or how long it takes. Number two, choose to stand on His word, on God's word, no matter what happens or how long it takes. You know, one of my favorite scriptures on this is Luke 21:33. Luke 21:33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And when I was young in Christ, I really believe I've got this image and this revelation that really helped me in the way I was seeing things. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. And I may have heard somebody say this, but it just became so real to me that if I opened my front door and stepped out of my front door onto my porch and there was no earth, I mean, no heaven, no earth, it didn't matter. They could pass away, but the word would remain. Praise God, I could step out on the word just like Peter stepped out on the word when he stepped out on the water. Because it was the water of the word. Hallelujah. The word was on the water. The living word. And he stepped out on that word. Come, come to me, Peter. And he did walk on the water, but he was talking on the word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain. The Passion Translation, earth and sky will wear out and fade away before one word I speak loses its power or fails to accomplish its purpose. Let me read that again. The Passion Translation, earth and sky will wear out and fade away before one word I speak loses its power or fails to accomplish its purpose. I like what one Bible teacher says, contained within the Word is the power to accomplish that purpose. Contained within the Word is the power to accomplish that purpose. Years ago, I had something happen. It was humiliating. It was terrible. It was just, I mean, the whole bottom dropped out, literally like the world passed away when I walked out the front door. And I went and sat down in a room. I've told this story several times. And I sat down and I was weeping and I was just in shock and I was just torn apart. And it rose up in my spirit, these words, this doesn't change the Word. This doesn't change the Word. And it was so important. So I decided I would start to meditate on the Word because the Word's not going to change. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will remain. So, you know, it's important for us to meditate or think or mutter to ourselves. Over in Joshua 1:8, it talks about that. And you and I know how to meditate because worry is meditating on the negative. But when we renew our mind, we can begin to meditate day and night on what God has said. And over in Joshua 1:8, let's see if I can quote some of it. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate in it day and night and observe to do all that is written therein. And then you'll make your way prosperous and then you'll have good success. Why don't you meditate on that verse in the meantime before we come back next time? Joshua 1:8, meditating on the Word. Praise God. Father God, we thank you for your love and your Word. We thank you that we can choose humility over humiliation, and we can choose to stand on your Word no matter what happens or how long it takes. Thank you, Father, that we will make correct and good choices in the walk of faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.